sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Thursday, September the 11th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to mention that this segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV over in Gaylord. Tony wanted me to let you guys know their entire inventory is prepped, ready to go. All of their, every single trailer, camper, fifth wheel, everything they have on the lot is prepped and ready to roll. You can go over and look at the inventory. As a matter of fact, what I highly recommend is you give them a call, 989-448-8700. Tell them Trucker Randy told you to call, talk to a salesperson, give them your vehicle, the current vehicle that you have, whether it's an SUV, a pickup truck, even a small car. Tell them the vehicle that you own right now and ask them to check their inventory for what your vehicle is capable of towing. You don't have to buy a new vehicle. All you have to do is find the right trailer, camper, whatever it is that your vehicle can haul safely. They'll tell you what inventory they have. You can schedule an appointment to go down and see that inventory. Sit down with them. They will give you the best price. They will match any show prices that you've seen. They will arrange financing for you. No fees for any of these services whatsoever. They don't charge a prep fee. They don't charge a fake document prep fee. They don't charge a destination or delivery fee. They don't charge any of that garbage. And if you're a veteran, get your best deal and then tell them you're a veteran, you'll get $500 off. Farmers Almanac saying this is going to be a brutal winter. Get your own bed, your own bathroom, your own kitchen sink, and be able to get the heck out of here after Christmas. Take off for January, February, whatever you can do, head south. Nothing is better than being in Florida in January, February, when it's 80 degrees out, sunny and blue skies, and people are freezing to death here in northern Michigan. Also, you can park it in your driveway with a license plate on it and have a spare bedroom for family members when they come visit. Less than $5 a day. $149 a month on some of these small, little, nice, little travel trailers that you guys can haul with almost any vehicle. I even seen one the other day being towed by a Chevy Equinox. Probably front-wheel drive only, pulling a nice, cute little travel trailer. Well, Tony and his team has available inventory. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. 989-448-8700. Call them, tell them your vehicle, and let them match up inventory for you to come down and look at. They'll take care of you, I promise. Great team of folks over at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. We're going to move on and look at Lansing. Some things developing there. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
In Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gunsmithing of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. We are in the process of getting a budget for fiscal year 2026 in Lansing. The deadline is 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday, September 16th. at the stroke of midnight on September 30th, 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday, if they don't have a deal, the state government in Lansing shuts down. Essential services stop immediately. All offices are closed. Most employees will be told to stay home. The offices will not be open. I'm not even sure the Secretary of State's website would continue to function for us to be able to renew our license plate tabs online. The House has already put forward their budget. They believe they're done. That's the budget. Senate Democrats, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, you need to get on board because that's the budget. Well, yesterday, Senate Democrats came out and made a statement to MERS News Service that they are actually aligning with the road funding plan that Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced back in February, as opposed to developing their own ideas on a long-term road funding model. Why is that critical to the negotiations? Is because Speaker Matt Hall has very clearly said the Senate Democrats need to put forward their road funding plan before we'll negotiate on the budget. Until we see their plan, we're not negotiating. The budget's passed in the House. Accept it. Or show us your road funding plan. Well, the Senate Democrats don't have a road funding plan. Evidently, they're not capable of coming up with any ideas on their own. So what they're going to do is align themselves with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, which she announced back in February, which Matt Hall, the Speaker of the House, Republican Majority Caucus leader, has already said publicly, her ideas aren't going to fly. We won't pass them in the House. We're not going to do it. We will not raise taxes on the people of the state of Michigan to fix the roads. Well, this is what the governor proposed back in February that now the Senate Democrats are claiming they like the governor's ideas. $470 million in a new wholesale marijuana tax. The marijuana industry, folks, is collapsing. They have issued way too many licenses. Too many shops are open. Too many of them are out there competing for a limited number, fixed, finite number of customers. And as a result, prices have come down. Wholesale prices to the growers. Retail prices for their products. Some of them are actually cutting back on staff in hours in order to save money because they don't have customers. But yet this governor and the Senate Democrats want to add an additional $470 million new wholesale marijuana tax. Republicans are against any new taxes in the House. That idea is not going to fly. Second component of the governor's plan back in February that the Senate Democrats are in support of, additional fees on heavy trucks. Oh my God. Heavy trucks. Folks, these people don't know anything about a semi-truck. They don't know anything about gross vehicle weights, and they surely don't understand axles. The heavier your load, the more axles you have to have. I don't care if it's a logging truck. I don't care if it's a fuel truck. I don't care what it is. If you're over 80,000 pounds GVW, you've got more than five axles. Semis, folks, very simple. You have your front axle with the engine. Maximum allowable weight on that front axle is 12,000 pounds. That simple. That weight is it. 80,000 gross for both the tractor and your trailer is 80,000 pounds. Now, the tractor has two axles in the back called the tandem. Okay? You with me? So if you take 80,000 pounds, subtract 12,000 for the steer axle, you're left with 68,000. That means each tandem is 34,000 pounds. You got 17,000 on your first axle of your tandem. You got 17,000 on your second axle of your tandem on the tractor itself, on the semi-truck. Every single trailer you see going down the road with a normal box trailer has two axles, a tandem set in on the trailer. 17,000 first axle, 17,000 second axle, 12,000, 34, and 34, guess what? Adds up to 80. Heavy trucks that they're talking about has no more than 17,000 pounds on any one axle. And if you're a logging truck or a fuel hauler and you're at 100, 110, 120,000 pounds, you've got more axles. The axle weight going down the roads never exceeds 17,000 pounds in the state of Michigan. And these politicians don't understand that. We're just going to charge extra taxes and fees on heavy trucks. Then the third component, more taxes on corporations. Oh, my God. I have talked about this so many times. I'm just turning blue in the face. Corporations, folks, you politicians in Lansing, you Democrats, corporations don't pay taxes. Taxes to a corporation is an expense. It's an expense that you put on your income side is sales. Revenue, income, versus that income revenue is your expenses, your labor cost, your hard and soft cost of the building that you either own or rent, health care for your employees, all of it plus taxes, all get put on the expense side of the balance sheet. You then take your expenses, you add a 10, 15, 20, 25% profit margin, and that tells you how much revenue you need to bring in based on the number of widgets you're going to sell. Whatever your product, goods, and services are, that's then what you got to generate in revenue to cover your expenses, including taxes, your overhead, and your profit. You come up with that revenue needed number based on what you're going to produce, what you're going to have to sell, and that's how much you charge per item. That's business 101. But no, they want to charge corporations more taxes. You know who pays those more taxes? The consumer. We the people. When we buy their goods, products, and services, we pay their corporate taxes. Another component they want, moving all revenue collected at the pump to go toward transportation, which we should have been doing all along. But no, back in the day, they took a portion of it and paid it toward schools. And then, of course, using strategic outreach and attraction reserve money toward the roads, bridges as well. Well, this is the Democrats' plan. Now the Senate Democrats is saying what Governor Gretchen Whitmer said back in February, that's our road plan. When questioned, the Senate Democrats have unspecified transportation-related priorities of their own that they would like to be included. When asking Senate Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Sarah Anthony, the Communist Democrat from Lansing, referenced the shift today during a press conference when she said, "This is what I'll tell you. Many of the concepts that the governor put out early this year, we are now in agreement with, but not in isolation, right?" Right? With a question mark? So whether it's looking at industries that disproportionately impact the quality of our roads or other creative ways for us to make sure there's shared sacrifice, I think ultimately we get to the point that we are building a sustainable road funding plan. It's going to take a lot of creativity, but both revenue as well as some reductions in some of our state services, which means cut in government. When pressed on if this meant an excise tax on marijuana sales or corporate taxes, Anthony said, quote, "I think you can look at some of those ones that the governor put forward early on. So we have some knowledge there," end quote. What the heck does that even mean? We have some knowledge there? You don't have any knowledge. You've got a collapsing marijuana industry in the state because you guys put too many pot shops on every corner in the state because of supply and demand, because of limited, finite consumers. They're having declining sales, declining prices, and some of these shops may actually start closing soon. And then you want us, the people, to pay more in corporate taxes when we consume their items. Well, the ideas that the Senate Democrats are most interested in pursuing, however, are those that the House Republicans do not agree with. MERS has learned that a House committee took testimony yesterday on heavy trucks, for example. Additional taxes on marijuana have not been ruled out unequivocally by House Speaker Matt Hall. However, he doesn't see it as a permanent solution. Back on February 10th, Whitmer proposed $3 billion in long-term road funding, $160 billion in new unspecified taxes on large corporations, finding $500 million in government efficiencies, and a new $470 million new wholesale tax on marijuana. The governor sent out an email that stressed that while the crews have fixed and repaired nearly 24,500 lane miles of road and 1,900 bridges, we still need a new road funding plan. We cannot finish the job of fixing the damn roads unless we pass a long-term sustainable road plan. We risk losing the workers and the resources needed to fix them. We need a long-term bipartisan road funding plan so we can keep fixing our highways and step up on local roads that Michiganders drive every day, said Whitmer. From the R News of hour number two, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.